Would you believe that honeybees have a direct connection to the Olympic Games? Allow me to explain. Most any kindergartner can tell you about the basic symbols of geometry. Circle, square, triangle, straight line, and such, right? But at what point does the child learn about a lemniscate? You know, the lemniscate of Bernoulli? The locus of points whose product of distances from two foci equals the square of half the interfocal distance? Oh, I'm sorry. Maybe I made that description a little too obscure. I should have referred to the symbol for infinity, or as most of us know it, the figure eight. Now, a child can probably draw a figure eight by the time they're 3 years old. But just as a little note of ethological significance, a honeybee can create a figure eight by the time they are 3 weeks old. It's true. And they do it with pizzazz, emotion, and amazing trigonometry. This discovery in the mid-1950s by Nobel Prize-winning scientist Carl von Frisch revolutionized the world of animal behavior and, by default, the field of human cognitive studies. And that's the focus of today's episode of the Insect News Network. It's a rebroadcast of a show that I hosted in Berkeley at Phil's Coffee Shop back in the summer of 2010 called Dancing Bees. I explore all the mathematical splendor and the metaphysical nuance of these amazing eusocial insects who communicate the location of their food sources by dancing in geometric patterns. They transmit the distance, the direction, and the quality of the food by dancing in the shapes like lines, circles, and figure eights. On the honeycomb, inside the hive, in total darkness, with no training whatsoever. Now, it's possible that these little insects are also communicating in multiple dimensions in a truly quantum fashion. I also trace the history of the artistic expression of humans and how the honeybee shows up in the dancing mythology as far back as the ancient Greeks. And that's where the connection to the Olympics comes full circle. No pun intended. To hear the full episode, go to our website, insectnewsnetwork.com, and type in number 41, that's #41 in the search bar, and the episode is The Dancing Bees. Geometry, honeybees, and the Olympic Games, only on the Insect News Network. Because remember, it's not just about the bugs, it's also about us. Imagine that.